Random House Audio presents Empire of Gold by Andy McDermott. Read for you by Robin Sachs. Prologue. Afghanistan. The barren landscape was simultaneously alien yet oddly familiar to Eddie Chase. The young Englishman had grown up in the rugged hills of Yorkshire, the topography of the northern county in many ways similar to the gnarled ground below the helicopter. But even at night, one difference was obvious. The hills and moors around his hometown were green, a living countryside. Beneath him now, everything was a parched and dusty brown, a dead land. More death would be coming to it tonight. Chase looked away from the window to the seven other men in the Black Hawk's dimly lit cabin. Like him, all were Special Forces soldiers, faces striped with camouflage paint. Unusually, though, the participants in this mission were not all from the same unit, or even the same country. Five were from the 22nd Special Air Service Regiment, one of the United Kingdom's most admired and feared elite units. The remaining three, however, were from other nations, the team hurriedly pulled together by the coalition for the urgent operation. Despite this, Chase doubted they would have trouble working together. He already knew two of them, even if his previous dealings with Bob Bluey Jackson of the Australian SAS had only been brief. Jason Starkman of the United States Army Special Forces, the Green Berets, had, on the other hand, been a friend for years. The third foreign soldier was the unknown quantity. Although he had been vouched for by the team's commander, Major Jim Mac McCrimmon, and to Chase, there were few higher recommendations. Chase still wanted to get a handle on the beaky-nosed Belgian's personality before they...